call to order the 6:30 Brule Planning and Zoning Meeting of May 23rd, 2012. Would everyone please silence their electronic devices? Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mary, do you roll call? Ron Caro?
Here.
Ron Stelling?
Here.
Steve Parkers? Gary Sonnet?
Here.
Kim Lamont?
Here.
Jeff Trabassus?
Yeah.
Claudette Purnell, would you excuse? Has everybody received the minutes of April 25th, 2012?
Yes.
Everybody in agreement? I need a motion, please.
I made a motion that we accept the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Kim Lamont, second by Jeff Trabassus, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move to the zoning. There were no requests submitted tonight. Now we'll move to the planning. Review and set a public hearing on the final plat showing re-subdivision of property designated as Lot A and Lot B1A of the original Joe Tumminella property into lots B1A1 and B1A2 for Gordon and Richard Abear.
G'day, good evening. Cleese Langlois, Montana Division Surveyor, so I'm here to represent the Abears. I think you have a plat in front of you. Originally, this was a small lot, a 50 by 100 foot lot, and then Mr. Abear is going to receive 10 feet more frontage on their servitude of passage by the depth of the original lot to make it a larger lot. And it's adjacent property owners, and it's also family members, and it does front on a private servitude of passage.
Any questions? All right, there's none. We'll go ahead, Ms. Mary, if you want to set that for a public hearing.
Yeah.
All right, B, public hearing, preliminary plat Orleans West subdivision. We want to remind the members, this is a procedural matter only since it was already recommended by the Planning and Zoning October 5th, 2011, and was also approved by the council. The only reason it's before us tonight is because they failed to present the construction plans prior to the 90-day deadline, as our ordinance states.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm Sean Hyman with Alvin Fairburn and Associates for the civil consultants for the project. As you stated, this is a revised preliminary plat for the Orleans West subdivision. The changes that we incorporated into this layout, we added the detention ponds, which were determined to be required for the site, which lowered the total number of lots to 77. And you have to answer any questions you may have.
Could you pick up the microphone?
Is it on?
What would the original number of lots?
It was 90-something, if I'm not mistaken. It was a good deal more.
Ron.
Ron. Hey, Ron.
Can't hear y'all.
Couldn't hear nothing you said.
Hmm?
We couldn't hear anything.
Get your mic.
I thought it was 82 lots, but maybe 92.
I'm not sure it's on.
It's not on, Ms. Mary.
Mine's on.
Is that true?
Test 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is guy that beat out there.
Yeah.
On the detention ponds, are they going to hold water or are they going to drain off completely?
They will hold water.
They will hold water?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Wasn't that a concern at one time when we met about it holding water?
Yeah, we had a concern, but I think it's going to be allowed.
Who would make the determination?
The concern is more who's going to take care of them and the liability and that sort of thing. Not so much them holding water as the liability for them holding water. I think the solution was going to be that we're going to have a servitude to keep it up, but it was still going to be owned by the homeowners association.
The town is going to actually keep up the bank.
That's the plan, but even that's not fully decided. We have to determine that it is, we're able to keep care of it when they're finally finished. And we're going to work on some wordage to put that in the construction plan and the final plat and all that.
Is it going to be fenced off?
No.
It's not right now, but if it is determined that it's required, we'll install the fence.
So how many detention ponds are there?
Five.
That's what I'm looking at.
There's a total of five.
And there were no detention ponds in the original preliminary plat?
Correct.
That's due to the change in the ordinances since the first thought.
Okay, is there any more questions?
No, the ordinance was in place, it just wasn't in them.
Yeah, I mean, as a matter of course, ordinarily when developers submit preliminary plats, they have not already done the drainage study. And so ordinarily when they submit preliminary plats for approval, ordinarily doesn't include drainage studies. And so that is, after approval of a preliminary plat, this is one of, was originally approved by you all in October. There were some hiccups with respect to the developer and doing the drainage studies in terms of, you know, knowledge and compliance with the ordinance. It had to be resubmitted a couple of times. The timeline got extended out a little bit, and there was some confusion, quite frankly, on the town's part also in terms of what the approval date was. You know, it's my opinion, talking to the mayor after all this came down, is that the approval date was the date that the council approved it, which was October of 2011.
Not when it was signed.
Not when the mayor signed it, because really the ordinance doesn't even say anything about the mayor having to sign it. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it up to the mayor and the council for the future as to whether there's any recommendations. You know, I think the original 90-day timeline was something that was developed years ago before the town had all these stringent stormwater drainage and other requirements in there, which quite frankly put a lot more work on developer and their architects than we ever had before, probably 20 or 30 years ago when the timelines were considered. So there may be, you know, in the future, some possibly a recommendation of the council to extend the 90-day original timeline out a little bit, but that's up to them. And so, you know, it is a little bit more than a procedural thing, because you do have a different preliminary fight with you here, because now, obviously, in the last, 8 months since the approval of the original preliminary plat, obviously, there's been a whole lot of work done, including the drainage studies. And so now, the revised preliminary plat that you got for your approval, just because they missed the deadline. They could have, the ordinance says that if they don't submit their construction plans within 90 days, which would have been by the middle of January if they'd have done it, they could have gotten a maximum of another 90 days, which that would have expired in April. So we still would have been back here, you know, regardless, even if one extension had been granted by the mayor, if it had been asked for back in January, we still would have been here. And so, you know, you've got the benefit of all the work that the architects have done between now and then, so that's why you've got, you know, the stormwater detention in this one that you ordinarily won't have, you know, unless a developer's going to, you know, a lot of times if they're not going to spend the amount of money to do their drainage studies before they have a preliminary plat approved.
Well, actually, we're lucky because we got a better.
Yeah, I mean, you got a better product here for you to look at this time, just because of the timelines and the ordinance, so.
My mistake, when she said first filing, I thought she was talking about the front part of Arlene's quarter. That's why I said that. I apologize. I didn't know if you meant the first preliminary plat.
Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know, that's why we are where we are today, so.
Any other questions?
When Wayne and I went over the plat today, we did discover that at our special meeting on October 5th, 2011, when it was recommended for approval, the mayor asked that we should require the developer to add a right-of-way between the last one shown in the cul-de-sac, which begins at the east line of H.L. Law's property. And I don't see that on the map. That needs to be taken care of. Also, they need to state the reason for, because there was so much concern about the vulnerable blocks, they need to put a note on there stating the reason for the 960-foot block, and it was going to connect to the right-of-way of Allen Street. Also, both the new plat was submitted to both the Water Works and the Fire Department for them to look at it again. Water Works is okay with it. Fire Department had one request on the general note number 9. He asked for an additional sentence that would state that the fire hydrant shall be a Mueller Model 425-8 double standard. And also that the finished paving of the road shall have blue road reflectors placed directly in front of the hydrant, 4 feet from the road shelves.
Can that be in the construction?
That's more for construction plans. So yeah, the mayor I know is going to take all that into account when he gets into the construction plans. You normally don't have those kind of things in preliminary plats.
So we don't have to add that to the plat?
Not to the preliminary plat, I don't believe.
Okay.
But we do have to add the right-of-way.
Yeah, you need to give that to the mayor, so you know he can work with them to incorporate that in the construction plans. But y'all have a copy of those?
I got that.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? If no other questions, we'll close the public hearing. And now I need the wishes of the members.
I move that we approve the revised preliminary plat with changes as noted by Marion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to recommend this plat. By Rhonda Perro, second by Gary Sonnet. Roll call, Ms. Marianne. And then, of course, contingent upon those two items.
Kim Lemoine?
Yes.
Rhonda Perro?
Yes.
Rosa Stelling?
Yes.
Jeff Travassi?
Yes.
Gary Sonnet?
Yes.
Okay. All right, any other business for the planning and zoning?
Can you have those changes done before you come back to the council?
Okay, if there's none, we'll go to 7, remarks of personal privilege. Don?
Yeah, I was looking at the Ayer subdivision. I think Cletus, you're going to need to request a variance because this falls under subdivision not signing on a public street, and section 19.8 says that you shall meet all of the requirements of the zoning classification, which you say here is R1, and the resultant lot has an 89.44 by 194, which meets all the requirements. But the other lot, the 50, does not, because you don't have the 80-foot frontage. So at the same time that you request approval of the subdivision, I think you need to request a variance on the size of one of the resultant lots.
Yeah. Well, and we had talked about that. The mayor said that since it was on a private servitude of passage, that was actually kind of
advantage
in itself. I mean, I'll put it on there. It's not a problem. That's just adding a note.
I would look at 19.8 and read all of those.
I'll add it. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
And that would be a variance on lot B1, A1? part.
The variance on lot B1.
B1A1.
A1. Does not meet the eight foot front of R1 classification.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, any announcements, Ms. Mary Ann?
Just want to make y'all aware that I think y'all need popular and need bylaws.
Thank you. All right, if there's nothing else, motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Jeff Travassos, seconded by Kim Lemoine. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? We're adjourned. Enjoy. Bring some wine for me.
You talked about that. You need to come back on June 27th. I don't understand this.